This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With the coronavirus surging out of control, the top public health agency in the United States pleaded with Americans on Thursday not to travel for Thanksgiving and not to spend the holiday with people from outside their household. It was some of the firmest guidance yet from the government on curtailing traditional gatherings to fight the outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued the recommendations just 1 week before Thanksgiving, at a time when diagnosed infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are skyrocketing across the country. In many areas, the healthcare system is being squeezed by a combination of sick patients filling up beds and medical workers falling ill themselves. Amid a COVID-19 surge, long waits to get tested have again popped up around the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
I've been in line for about 4 hours.
Long lines at some testing sites amid a spike in cases.
The public consciousness is increasing, and people are getting tested more because of that.
Some are being tested before heading to holiday reunions.
Knowing that they want to see their families and the restrictions that their parents or themselves are putting on each other.
As the pandemic gets worse, more long lines may follow. Association of Public Health Laboratories Chief Scott Becker says more cases mean more testing demand and likely a longer turnaround time.
It's like a dog chasing its tail.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid rose last week to 742,000, the first increase in 5 weeks and a sign that the resurgent viral outbreak is likely slowing the economy and forcing more companies to cut jobs. Of the roughly 20 million Americans now receiving some form of unemployment benefits, about half will lose those benefits when two federal programs expire at the end of the year. This is VOA News. A key researcher at the University of Oxford says scientists expect to report results from the late-stage trials of their COVID-19 vaccine by Christmas. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Dr. Andrew Pollard, an expert in pediatric infection and immunity at Oxford, says that the research was slowed by low infection rates over the summer, but the phase three trials are now accumulating the data needed to report results. He told the BBC he thinks they're getting close and it's definitely going to be before Christmas based on their progress. Oxford has released a study based on earlier research that found the vaccine is well tolerated and produces a strong immune response in people over age 70. Pollard says this is important because vaccines often don't work as well in older people. Zaria Shakili, London.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday visited the Golan Heights, an area that Israel seized from Syria in the 1967 Six-Day War and later annexed. Pompeo showed his support for the Israeli claim to the region, saying this is indeed part of Israel. In a break from the rest of the international community, U.S. President Donald Trump recognized the territory as part of Israel last year. Earlier Thursday, Pompeo became the first top American diplomat to visit an Israeli settlement in the occupied West Bank, as the State Department announced that products from settlements can be labeled made in Israel in a major policy shift. The moves reflected the Trump administration's acceptance of Israeli settlements, which the Palestinians and most of the international community view as a violation of international law and a major obstacle to peace. European Union foreign ministers meeting via video conference agreed to push ahead on Thursday with a new round of sanctions on Belarus that could be ready in a few weeks. As well as targeting more senior officials, the diplomat said the fresh sanctions would hit entities that finance President Alexander Lukashenko, whom the country's opposition and the West accuse of rigging an August 9th election. Musician Jose Feliciano is celebrating 50 years of his holiday song Feliz Navidad. AP's Margie Zaralleta has more.
Feliz Navidad.
There are 20 words to Feliz Navidad. Jose Feliciano says when he wrote his simple song, he wanted to bring the world together.
It didn't matter what language you were singing in, the feeling of Christmas is privy to all of us.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliciano is releasing a new version of Feliz Navidad with 30 guests, including Michael Bolton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Jason Mraz, and Big and Rich. I'm Archie Zaralleta.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.